Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm Paige.
I'm Paige. Of course, we established that.
Yeah. And
headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So, the Grinch is big.
My grandson loves Grinch.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's not good. He likes the heels.
Well, he always does. Like when we play superheroes, he always wants to be Doc Ock and Venom.
Venom.
I always get to be Incredible Hulk.
Well, if he's like, Grandpa, I want you to be the gay Puerto Rican Spider-Man, and I'll be Venom.
Miles?
That one.
Actually, in the kid universe of even that character is called Spin. It's very, and you know, the little kids, you know, they have a little bit of an impediment or whatever. So I thought he was saying Sven. He's like, no, Sven. I'm like, but this kid, he could be thinking it's Sven, you know, because again, his name's Miles Morales. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Grinch, I like the original cartoon.
It's the best. Cartoon?
Yeah, wasn't it a cartoon?
Yeah, it was on the other night.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one with freaking Doohickey.
Yeah.
What's her name? The girl.
Oh, you're talking about the
Taylor
movie?
Taylor Momsen.
Yeah.
I like the original cartoon. And she's great in it anyways. I mean, she's wonderful. But the original Grinch, just his face, the way he moved.
The way he smiled at Cheshire Cat.
It's just so good. So the latest TikTok food trend is Grinch spaghetti.
Some Italians already eat green spaghetti. I've seen it. I'm serious.
How are you making this? Food coloring, obviously. You got to dye the water and then you boil the spaghetti.
I've not seen Grinch spaghetti or green spaghetti.
You've never seen it? It's made with vegetables.
It's probably tastes great. It's probably a good.
It's probably not a bad.
You
try it with some spaghetti.
The green spaghetti.
So there are healthier ways to do it.
Booby, baby.
You can do it with pesto sauce or pureeing some broccoli or other veggies in there.
So broccoli might be what the noodles are made out of because they have they look like little green freckles.
It's like eating spaghetti with spaghetti squash is really good. It's almost better than noodles.
Well, I like cauliflower rice, so healthier
you
stuff.
You know, my uneducated ass for years would go to restaurants like Olive Garden, and I thought they made a sauce that had bologna in it, and I was like, my God, that's so gross. I'm not even doing a bit right now. Like, I thought bolognese sauce was made out of bologna.
Is it not?
Makes sense.
No. It's from Bologna.
Oh, the...
Italy.
Is it beside the island of lesbians?
No. It's right by the Cove of Treat Meat.
That's right. So it's near the big toe of the boots.
Oh, my goodness.
It's over there near Succotash.
Succotash. Veg-all. You want some succotash, you're going to love it.
I saw a veg haul at the grocery store the other day, and I was like, you know what that reminds me of? Canned food drives.
Yep.
It's what everybody would always bring is like veg haul.
And
like,
canned carrots everywhere.
Yeah, but like veg haul, like why'd you buy it to start with? And why are you giving it to someone who's needy now? Like they're going to get a can of Viners and veg haul.
And how would you eat the veg haul? I mean, are you
just pour it down your throat.
If you're home insecure, you're going to get a lot of veg haul.
Home insecure, that's it.
Is it like a soup or is it?
It's just vegetable medley, but it was just gross.
Uh-huh.
If makers of veg haul are listening right now, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So if you're hungry, you wouldn't go for that. I mean, if you're starving, that'd be the last thing you'd eat.
That's easy for me to say, you know?
Yeah, but the old vegetable stews back in the day is going to have a can of veg all in there.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
I used to have canned food.
That's one thing that...
With babysitters.
Don't use canned vegetables. Don't.
No.
It's not good. It's not good for you.
Because
the makers of canned vegetables, I'm sorry to you too.
It's a green giant. We apologize.
They're not good. It's not.
I've had my share of peas and green
beans.
Hey,
I just did that during the commercial break.
Green beans.
You ever had peas on the chest? Like, you know, you spill some sometimes. Got some peas on the chest.
Peas on the chest?
No,
peas on the chest.
I've never had that problem, Fat Boy, but I've taken off my bra when I got home from the movies, and I had some popcorn in there.
Nice.
And my husband's like,
extra butter now.
For later.
You ever go to Epcot Center and a turkey leg fall out of your cleavage?
Never.
Yeah.
I don't eat turkey legs.
Oh.
You ever accidentally catch somebody's arm up in there?
No.
Have they ever used your bra at medieval games reenactment to shoot cannonballs across the field?
You take them to the Highland Games and throw a phone pole.
No.
If I had had your bra when I ran track and field, when I was doing the shot put, well, I would have won it all.
You would have. I could have saved some lives.
You should get a jelly bra. You know what jelly bra is?
No, but you're going to tell me.
It's a big thing going around. It doesn't have underwires. Jelly.
Oh. Like the old shoes?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's really comfortable, though.
Women with big jugs love them. Yeah. And it makes their boobs look bigger.
All right.
Nice.
It makes me screen cap the Instagram ads and save them for
get
later.
All creepy for later.
Creepy?
Why you got to be creepy? You're just acknowledging beauty.
Uh-huh.
You get horny looking at Mona Lisa?
That's creepy.
Looks like a man, if you ask me.
All right, creeper.
You see the Mona Lisa with her boob out? That's funny.
You do whatever you need to do.
I don't like the female take on what creepy is and what it isn't.
No, because women are conditioned to think anything's creepy now.
I know. Like if an ugly dude finds you attractive, he's creepy. But if a hot dude does, hey, it's on.
Hot
you used to
can
walk up behind a woman
creepy.
And start massaging her shoulders. Just tell
that's
her that
not
she
creepy.
She had a rough day.
A rough day.
Would you do that to a guy?
No.
Okay, then that's creepy.
Why?
You think about it.
I was trying to think of like a quick little, what's up, buddy? Rub, a little shoulder rub.
Yeah, some people
that's
do that.
Cool.
I like the new way of a couple of friends of mine do the
back and with the hands or whatever.
Yeah, smack. I always mess it up, and I'm not doing it on purpose, and they think that I am.
You do
a slap and then a fist bump.
I just forget the.
I go in fist bump and get my fist slapped.
You can't do it out of order.
Yeah,
that's bad luck.
Yeah, it was backwards.
I don't know.
They made the joke about it on the Manning cast with Michael Che and Colin Jost, but when they showed Jost and Eli going for the one goes for the open like for a high five and the other gets the fist and they just you grab the fist and then Michael Che said like that's the most white thing I've ever seen and it really is.
Yeah,
I was like that's we do that a lot.
Well, like the fist bump, was that, did that come from the hood, or did that come from like, you know, germaphobes like Howie Mandel and myself?
It's woke people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shut up. We ain't done it.
But that's what I do now. If it's depending on who it is,
yeah,
I'll give them the fist bump first. Yeah. If it's somebody older than me, I usually shake hands.
Right.
Because
you want to find out what secret society they're in, too.
Plus, they're used
shake
to
that. Hands?
Yeah, if they shake the middle of my arm.
Oh, don't be
how do you do? My name is Fat Boy.
Or if I shake you, if they scratch the palm.
Two hands. When a man shakes your hand with two hands, he owes you a favor.
What about the middle finger on the palm if I did that to a man?
I can't tell you.
Can't do it.
I'll have to do the sacrifice again.
Inappropriate. All right, then. Did you know that 1 in 7 will have more than one of these items?
Yes.
Yes, I knew that.
Okay. Christmas trees.
More than one?
1 in 7 will have at least 2 trees in their home this year.
I mean, you got paid.
0.
Some people want a tree in every room, you know.
I might bring my little tree in here because
I do every day.
Huh?
We're often like a week. What are you doing now?
Well,
for a long time, too. For a long time.
Well, the reason is because I have a kitten, and it would just end up a mess.
Yeah, you got a big kitty?
Because I have my plants inside, and Seymour is a huge plant. He's all over Seymour, and I looked, and
you named your plant, too?
Of course.
I wonder where you named got doors? That name from.
Huh? You named Doors?
No, Seymour.
Go up there and go through Ray Manzarek's in my bedroom.
I have my lemon tree. I call him Lemon.
This is old Freddy.
And then Seymour is this big thing that I had to move in, and
you
I
name your car keys.
No.
Yeah.
Seymour, feed me Seymour.
he looks like, you know, he's from the shop of Horrors. Feed me. So the lemon tree, I looked over and the cat's trying to pee in there, and I said to Elvis, "Oh hell no, we're not going to start that."
What's wrong, baby?
Hey, I thought you were going to say, "Hang on, let me get my face down there first," but you're just trying to keep me from peeing on lemons. Meow. A little less wee wee on the lemons. Meow.
Only lemons up to on her kids, baby.
She's like, don't piss on my blue suede shoe. Meow.
You can do anything you want. Take a dump on them, but don't pee on my blue suede shoes.
So I didn't.
That was Carl Perkins, who went on to own a blues plate restaurant.
And I should have just taken him up to the cat box. But I was so mad. I was like, no.
Sounds like a fun time.
Kitty.
On the cat box. Yeah, in the cat box. Yeah, I'm going to take a big old dump in the cat box.
Dang it.
No, God dang it. Yeah, I mean, that's the worst thing about cats. I think I figured out because my
take a dump all the cat box.
My daughter has an inside cat, and then there's the farm cat, Leo.
I can't.
And Leo is like, he's like.
Jealous.
Acclimated to, well, it does feel weird, like, you know, house cat versus farm cat.
Yeah, like, I'm in here.
Yeah, he's like looking out the window at him. Mm-hmm. But then they take, you know, they have the litter box and everything, and unless they scratch it just perfectly, it's all, I mean, it's going to stink.
And they're picky about whatever litter they got, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because I was starting to get the expensive clumping litter with him, and he's going to be such a big cat that it's going to be clumped out. So I usually scoop twice a day.
So, like, do they get the outside cat? Does it get along with the other animals?
Oh, God, yeah.
I thought he'd be nervous. And,
dude,
they love it. They have, like, a whole environment.
Yeah, I mean, they all find their little place, you know, like the turkeys are getting fatter. And they start nesting on top of the cage now instead of just sitting down all the time. But the Banjo, the donkey, he's like the admiral. He's like the guy that they all just, in this weird way, like he's Aquaman talking to whales. It's a donkey. He's talking to all these animals. He knows all their languages.
He's the admiral.
Yeah.
So what about the...
You think the admiral would be a bird?
The turkeys. No. Are the little turkeys named goblets? What are they called?
Donald and Daisy.
No, when they have babies. What are the little turkeys called?
Baby turkeys.
Oh, they're not like chicks or anything?
Oh, I thought it was a joke you were setting up.
I did too.
No.
Oh, you're just asking a serious question.
I am. Me. What are they called?
I'm going to buy you Google for Christmas.
You have, something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Nice.
Some young man throwing some kern.
The young man in the cafeteria.
Cafeteria. Miss Monroe. I gotta see if she's still with us.
Gotta
you ever
hope
do
so.
That sometime? Think of a school teacher or principal and say, I wonder if they're still with us. Let's look up and see. If it pops up with an obituary, it's usually bad news.
Aww.
Yeah, I do that too, and I found one the other day.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
What year?
2022.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Lord.
How old was she?
She was about 80. God Mrs. Yes. Nettie Brister of Malden, South Carolina, departed this life May 23rd, 2022. That was my assistant principal at Wade Hampton High School, and she's the when we started a food fight, she's the one who did that now memorable moment where she said, got on her walkie-talkie, Mr. Monroe,
We got some young men's in the cafeteria throwing Kern. Oh, my God, it was the best.
Big food fight. Man, I get like that, too, but I usually only find out
3 years later.
Yeah, but...
Going on four now, man.
There was a teacher I could not find out about. Then, you know, one of my old schools posted pictures of a retirement luncheon.
Yeah.
And there he was looking. I'm like, he looks the same as he did when I was in middle school.
That's crazy.
Still kicking.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, also to Doug and Shaney, I believe it says here, were the children. That's sad.
Sorry.
I'm more sorry than she is for your
That's,
loss.
That's, you know, they did this thing, too. We offered it on my mom's thing where you could plant a tree in their name. And, you know, and I was even thinking about that. Like, how do I know that's true?
Do you get to pick where it goes?
No. Oh. They just said that they did it.
That's nice.
Yeah, but it's like naming a star after someone.
Oh, yeah, just look up. They just
pick that's
one.
You. You're the Andromeda.
It all depends on where you plant that tree, too.
You're the Pleiades. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, Paige.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What the hell is on the TV screen?
You know what's on the TV screen. You're doing that for Paige's benefit. I didn't just now realize
I know,
at the tail end of 2025 that I can airdrop my phone to the big TV in here. And this was a video that I thought it was just kind of funny. And then the more people I showed it to, they were like, you might need to say something about that. Yeah. I won't say exactly where I was at, because I don't know the connotation with this, but I was sitting at a three-way stop at a highway, and I heard a noise first, and it sounded like some knocking sound, and I see, I think this is a kid bending over, picking up rocks, and throwing them at trees. And Paige, I'm going to hit play on the screen right there behind you. And
it's got to be a kid, right?
That's let me tell you, it was 40 degrees. This he's out there wearing shorts.
Come on,
no
man.
Shoes, no shirt, and his whole ass is hanging out. I didn't say that backwards. His whole ass.
Poor thing.
Is hanging out.
Where's his mama?
I don't know, dude, but it's 40 degrees and homie's butt is out all the way.
That kid is country as it gets.
Thank him.
So country.
Look at his hairs in his face.
He's kicking the rocks out of the dirt with his bare foot. Look at him.
No shirt on.
I know, and he never shows his face,
Is that uncomfortable or what? They're gonna fall any minute.
Well, he's got kind of the crack cleavage that some women have, where you can tell they're like pushing their boobs together and it's like a triangle in the cleavage.
Yeah, and it's so like way up there at the top that he might not even really feel it, because I don't know if you have like nerves in your crack.
I don't know, like, you know, that's where your cock itch is, right?
Not anymore.
I mean, some people try to walk around the mall like that. You want to tell them.
But, like, that's a kid, and it was 40 degrees, and he's got no shirt on.
So upset.
No socks, and he's just kicking rocks, literally.
What if, like, I can't gauge how big of a kid he is, because this is taken from across the street.
Yeah, I would say that he is probably about 5.5 foot tall.
I wonder how long this caught the videographer's attention before they started filming.
I filmed this. This is off my phone. Somebody made a joke, so you should delete that as soon as possible. I was like, well, no, this is for documentation purposes only. It never shows his face or whatever.
Oh, my God.
You know, because at first I did think it was a larger fella.
Is he barefoot or is he wearing shoes?
Yeah, he's barefoot.
Because I can hear the snickering in my head while the video gets filmed.
No, I wasn't laughing. I was concerned. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to call the law because I was like, you know what? Like, maybe he's just hot-natured like Fat Boy is. He, you know.
But walk around barefoot with no clothes on practically.
Is there a way you could like screen cap it somehow to conceal identities?
Well, I mean, like right there? Like how would you?
Maybe.
That's nudity though. On Facebook and
that
stuff.
That much?
Yeah. Dude, we got Facebook community guideline for me punching you in the back with a dildo.
That is true.
It was a machine for sale.
You know, it was for therapeutic purposes only.
Yeah.
It was. Educational purposes.
Well, how Facebook, you almost called you hermaphrodites. You hypocrites. Hypocrites is what I meant to say. You used to have a poke button on there. All I was doing was poke him in the back with the contraption sold at Adam and Eve.
Yeah, they used to encourage it. Now they don't.
Accidentally poked him.
Yeah.
It's okay.
This kid does this, you know, every day.
Well, I can't tell if that's, and this is awful to say, I can't tell if he's dirty or not.
He's got to be. Because, look, if they let him go outside like that.
I know. Without shoes on or clothes. I know.
He does what he wants.
Like, it's funny because his butt's hanging out and he's kind of hefty like I was at that age. But it's also very cold. And maybe he's looking for some food. Maybe he's looking for...
a worm.
Paige, he's not a fish.
What's he digging in the dirt?
Did you... Obviously, you didn't film the whole thing. What did he do after the video? It's like he's walking off.
Well, I had to turn left there on the road, so I didn't I didn't watch any further. And again, I don't want to. I wasn't videoing it for humiliation. I was doing it because of like, kind of concerned.
Yeah. Did you ever think about? I don't know what you would have said, but did you ever think about pulling across the street?
No. See, that's another thing where it's. As a man, like we went to that Santa brunch the other day, and I've had this happen to me so many times before, where you know there's a little kid, and you know you make eye contact with the kid or whatever, a little kid, not like a 7 or 8 year old. That's weird, but if it's like a little toddler, and you start making faces at him like George W. Bush faces, like that, and then the parents will go one or two ways. So either look at you and smile and say, oh, he's cute, isn't he? Or they'll give you a look like, all right, creep. What are you doing? I was like, I'm doing nothing weird. So what? I'm wearing Grinch pajamas right now.
That's why you can't go up to the kid and start pinching cheeks like you could back in the day.
But
face cheeks.
But older people still do that. And my daughter, I would be different if it was, you know, my child. But she's like, they're sweet old people. They just want to come up and grab the cheeks. Rub their arm, you know, like a, not Biden rub, but, you know, like a little, little, you know, thumb across the bicep or some kind of little awkward thing.
So this still happens a lot. So when you don't have to say, either time your daughter was pregnant, did people want to rub her belly? Because people still walk up to pregnant women, like, asking the, like, hey, can I get a belly rub?
I don't.
Which is, supposed to just do it, I guess, not ask.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember her. She's not really a grumpy person, so if they did, you know. Plus, like, down deep, pregnant women love the attention. I mean, they want to act like they love it.
Why do people want to do that, though? They think the baby's going to kick? Or, get your hand off here. Like, they just want to, like, what's up? It's really odd.
You know, I don't know. I'm
not a touchy person. I don't touch people.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. You should ask, but I've never done that. Oh, can I touch you?
I don't even refer to it at all now, just because, you know, past situations where...
I remember an awkward moment with you.
Yeah, that.
I saw somebody do it. And it's not just like a quick pat. It was like a rub.
But...
And it was kind of towards the bottom. I was like, hang on.
Oh, I saw somebody almost get dropped one time for doing that. Because the person was drunk that was doing it.
Or they just started rubbing on her belly like Buddha.
Yeah, they asked.
For good luck.
Yeah. This guy was drunk, and he was... He went up behind her and grabbed her stomach like that. What's that famous photo? Was it Demi Moore where she was pregnant?
And oh, yeah.
Was it Bruce Willis is holding her stomach from behind, real sexy? Oh, no, I'm thinking of the Janet Jackson picture over the...
Well, now that's become a classic pose where they'll do
that. So maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But he got behind her and I thought, dude... Her husband is about to drop your drunk ass, you loser.
Let me grab your stomach.
Why ended up dropping his ass?
Was
really,
that out and something that we did personally?
Yes, it was.
I remember that.
Yes, it was.
That was terrible.
That whole day was terrible.
You go back by this where this kid's at and see if he's still?
I drive by there four or five times a week.
He's going to be out there now, especially.
But I've never seen him before. Like at first, like I'll tell you something. At first, I thought I'd seen a Sasquatch. It's right there by the woods, you know.
So what did we take away from this? We need to tell people to know where your kids are every moment of the day because your kid may be shoeless, almost losing their pants on the side of the road looking for rocks.
Hey, could you give me this address?
Literally 3 feet from a major highway. I don't know. Dangerous. He looks like he's probably 9, 10, 11 years old.
What are you saying?
He could be six.
Would you tell me where this address is?
No, I won't do it.
And I'll pay top dollar.
You better chill with that. You know, he's all over them things. He was always over there on that island too, man. He was.
If you were spotted there, you might as well cop to being there.
I mean,
if there's photographs of you there, you can't say you've never been.
But it's, you know, just because you were there, well, if you saw stuff and didn't say anything, that's different.
I mean, two people have said they did not see you in any kind of illicit or criminal activity. You should probably cop to it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like all those, you know, celebrities, athletes and stuff, like, you know, stuff they're doing with Saudi Arabia and stuff now. Like, I'm baffled by that. Like, you know, I'm really baffled by that.
I can't really, like, I would be paraphrasing, quoting Charles Barkley, but he was pretty much like, all this money has ties to it from wherever you get it from. You don't know where, like, what's, nothing's clean.
What, blood money?
Yeah, as far as,
I'm just shocked how, like, that was, you know, I mean, looking
glossed
at.
Glossed over.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And now, like, they're suddenly like this money power nation. They always have been, but now it's like so lavish that we're all, not we, but a lot of our athletes, our wrestlers, our actors, musicians are going over there just because it's dude's birthday. They get, Jessica Alba went over there, got like $3 million. She don't even do nothing. She just goes and hangs out and looks pretty.
Didn't need the money.
Hell no. Hell no. But that said, if they want to do a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Big ass draft night or Riot Dot or whatever it is. My God.
You bring it back.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Do you like the Pet Shop Boys version? I think they
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah, let's do that one. This one's a bit of a downer.
Or even Elvis's.
Hey, I should have said it, no.
My
family. I love Blue Christmas by Elvis.
That's so good.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. So let me ask you something. If I everybody's asking for this. If I post this picture, I'm not going to get guidelined or anything because I don't want to not have Instagram during Christmas. I don't. I mean, that's the most wonderful time of the year for sharing things.
Yeah. Well, now, are you worried about like identity purposes or the nudity?
No. I screenshot it where it just shows him from behind. It does not show. And I cut out any semblance of like where people could tell where it was taken.
Yeah. I mean, you got to.
It's just a kid that, you know.
You got to put some context to it, so we got to post it.
What do I put on the caption, though?
Oh, that's where you enlist the help of the P1s.
About last night.
You do that thing we hate people when people do.
Where's
it.
Your
I'll
mama?
Just leave this here.
Caption this.
Where's my shoes?
Wrong answers only.
where's my shirt and shoes?
No service for this young man. God bless.
No shirt, no shoes.
No dice.
No service, son.
I don't know what to put, though.
Yeah,
as like, see,
that's the thing,
the
man. People, yeah, that's
you
perfect.
You don't want to cyberbully that poor
thing. I'm not. I'm the opposite of cyberbullying him.
People try to reinvent the wheel when it comes to these captions. Like, somebody's going to look at it and say, oh, my God, you know what?
Where's your mama?
That was stunning. I appreciate it. That was creative.
That was stunning.
Like, how many people are even going to – see, here's the other thing. How many people are even going to read it? They're just going to look at it and say, man, why you got a picture of a butt-naked kid?
So many times will that happen. Like, you'll have, like, whatever it is in the caption. And because Instagram is just a picture book, people don't read the captions.
Or if you got to click more, A, they can't see you have to click more. And they never do to read the rest of it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like when you're watching a YouTube video and they're like, I'll put the link in the description. Like, I watch this on TV. I can't click the link in the description. You goober. All right, so what do I put? About last night? Is that what we said? No, I'm not going to put that. I'm just going to put as referenced on TRG and then let it go. And then if somebody wants to do something about it, then they can. I just felt...
too cold to be topless?
If I was a little kid, you know, out by myself and it was that cold, I'd want somebody to do something. If anything's needed to be done, I don't know.
Bring me a coat.
God, who let somebody go out of the house like that?
Might not even know.
Somebody you care about. Oh, he slipped out.
It might have.
Parents may be passed out. We don't know.
God, I would hope not. But then again, you can't tell how old the kid is.
No.
Pretty big boy. Big.
Might be in, I don't know.
Might see his face on a milk jug.
But he's doing something that nobody really does anymore.
Kick rocks?
Yeah.
Maybe he dropped his house key and he was looking for it.
Like we used to, man, we had so much fun. We used to hit musky dimes with ball bats. Stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Grapes.
But you know, that, people talk about that. Like, the young people of today get attacked for staying in their rooms or not going out. But you know what? Like, there's not woods and stuff around like there used to be. I mean, like, really, where I lived in Taylor's, there was this vast, I mean, at least when I was a kid, it was vast, but this very long set of woods that we could walk through and cut through to over to Pebble Creek and
steal balls.
I didn't steal them. They were in the woods. We'd go sell them back to the golfers. I was always hustling, whether it was aluminum cans or golf balls. Although one time I took a bunch of driving range balls and did not realize that.
Oh, the black stripe.
Yeah, tried to sell them back that, and they're like, "These are driving range balls.
These are range balls, range little balls. Fat Matt man. No,
these are yours,
Matt Child.
I was Matt Teen then.
He probably pulled out a $5 bill out of his pocket. He was like, "Oh, you want this, don't you? Real bad.
Wave it down.
It smells like money. Try to sell me range balls.
Wallet was in his zipper.
How about you let me tee off from your crew cut?
Oh, God.
I'm going to put my golf tee right there.
Well, I'm going to slide this golf tee right in your crack.
But now, like, every available wooded area, at least in the city, you know, or whatever, like, the woods are gone. Like, what are they supposed to do?
That's why we see these animals you would never see before.
I might hit a deer the other night. Again, another doe. I didn't, though, thank God.
Dude, seeing raccoons down here was not a thing till about, I'd say, 5-6 years ago. Legit, like,
armadillos,
all the time.
Too. I never saw
I've
those.
I've never seen those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In the where are they coming from?
Texas.
Okay.
West Texas.
Yeah, where the rednecks
they've probably
are from.
Been dropped off here. It's an anomaly, dude, unless they're breeding here.
Every day in Gatlinburg. There's always a bear downtown.
Every time you get online now, you'll see. And these fools.
They try to feed them.
They will go, or they'll leave their trunk open while they're unpacking and going into their cabin. And they don't get the food out first. And then their cars just get ripped apart by these animals.
One got on the roof of a restaurant. Because, you know, it can go up a small little incline near the Ripley Museum or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's up on the roof of the restaurant. They got to tranquilize it to get it down. But one girl tried to feed it, and they're like, no, become very aggressive.
What if they ever got in there on the Titanic?
Yeah, like, are they just walking in? Now, usually they'll tear the trashes up. But are they going on the see-through bridge? Or are they just walking around wherever? One chick tried to get him to stand up so she could bend over in front of him and take a selfie.
No.
Well, those horror selfies girls like to do sometimes. Gosh. So she's got her buddy on there trying to get him to, I don't know how you get an animal like a dog to stand up, put something above its head.
Kind of teasing it a little bit.
But this is a black bear, so you're not going to be able to just like, you know, tower over it.
It could claw you.
It's like, come on, man.
My God.
Don't mess with him. I want to see the parade.
What would you say to it? Bear, go home?
I'd say I don't have no picnic basket.
Like they were in the parade. And like, what's everybody supposed to do? Just run away?
Oh, they just walked down through the parade?
Yeah. But there are people in the parade, like they could get mauled.
Yeah. Say bad bear. Naughty bear, go home.
I wonder if you were dressed as a bear, if, you know, they would try to have their way with you or something.
See, like, do they know that you're, well, they would know their own, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
You have a pheromones.
Donkeys in Mexico can't tell
the difference.
You
have a particular scent that the bear would be attracted to if you're a female bear. She'd be all over you.
Well, how would he know, though? Am I in a dress?
Yeah, like, you know, what did the...
My honey's clean.
Well, I mean, you'd have pheromones.
It's not going to be long before they just start attacking people. I don't know what happens. It turns certain breeds of animals aggressive. But
dude, Planet of the Bears. Are you kidding me?
Planet of the Apes. All the apes that escaped, they never caught them all.
No.
Lower part of the state.
There's some that are still living, and they're going to...
I thought they got them all.
Learn... You know, how crazy would it be if the bears start to speak better English than we do, you know?
And they drive cars and they, you know, have jobs.
Oh, my God, look at it. There they come, the bears.
They already come from Hendersonville, which is the biggest bear population of any city in the world.
No kidding.
Yep. That's why they got them all downtown, like bear murals.
Well, is it just like adaptation that they're able to survive? And
I saw that movie.
Oh, Nicolas Cage, where he's two different,
I watched it on a flight one time. Who was the girl in that movie?
I think it was Octavia Spencer.
I get Tourette's of thoughts. Like, I just...
Wow, that's a good way to describe
Tourette's
it.
Tourette's of thoughts.
Like, things that don't matter. Who was that girl in that movie I just barely mentioned? Let's stop the conversation right now. God, how have I lasted this long? Paige... What is up in the plex? That's what I was going
to
ask.
I'm going to tell you what happened to Kinky Kelly and that you should never, ever do this in a store, ever.
Kinky Kelly.
Yeah.
I know Minka Kelly.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like Jeter's ex.
Yeah.
Derek.
Kinky Kelly. All right, we'll find out about her. It sounds like a Garbage Pail Kid, but we'll find out for
garbage
sure next.
Garbage Pail. Good morning.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.